Testy one, Lance Armstrong.
Testies, 1, 2, 3, me. Testies, 1, 2, 3, me. 3, 2, 1, me. I have 3 testicles, me.
Are you an alien?
I've been told maybe I am.
Okay.
So?
Fair enough.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Yeah. All right, you ready? And welcome to episode 10 of a Shut Up and Listen. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon.
And he's Brandon.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. What's your drink tonight?
Tonight is a classic. This one goes way back to the, I don't know, the 50s maybe, like 50 AD, I think, maybe. It's just good old, plain old milk.
Well, there you go.
It does my body good. It's the only thing that does my body right now.
Did you pull on udders to get it?
I did. You should have heard that cow. Oh, man.
Liked it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At first it said no, but I said, you know what?
It's going to happen.
That's horrible. That's not funny.
I thought it was, but I'm a horrible person, so it probably is horrible.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've got a few things tonight. I don't have lyrics. I've kind of just given up on that because it's just so much effort to look for one.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's your lyrics entry for forever. Any rap song?
Yeah.
And half of the country songs out there.
Yeah. Or, you know what? And this is in a respectful way, but any Weird Al song.
Yeah. Yeah. Any 2 Chainz, any 2 Live Crew. Just.
Nelly.
Any of those.
Drake.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
My goodness. Wow. How are they famous?
I don't know. I've got several open letters. I may only do a couple.
Awesome.
I've probably got like 4 or 5 right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, I've got Grind My Gears.
Yeah, I got a few of those.
And
I got some lubes, obviously. I got some words for you to associate with. And I've got a little story from the weekend, so.
Really? You have words? I forgot this time.
Fill some time with that.
I forgot to get you words.
That's okay. I also have this envelope.
Oh yeah, I brought you a card.
Yeah, you brought me a card. I didn't bring you one. Well, I couldn't have brought it anyway because I live here in the studio.
Right. See, that's dedication. You live in the studio.
These drawings aren't random. There you go. No meaning right there. They don't seem random. They seem very calculated.
They are. There may be a boob in there.
I see 4 exactly. I also see something that might be a phallus.
Yeah. Well, we can do that first. You can read the card, and then we can go from there.
Okay. All right. Let me.
It's a happy Halloween card.
It is. Tomorrow is Halloween. And guess what the card says on the front, everyone? Nope. It says happy Halloween. I mean, oh, my goodness. There are lots of words. Let me see. Where do I want to read that first? Wishing you get a whole sweet night full of what's fun and not so frightful. Like the sex from a naughty nurse, which would not be frightful.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That would be the sweet night full.
Yeah.
We've got some pumpkins above that, some jack-o'-lanterns. We got Frank Stein down below, and ghost or Pac-Man villain. Either one. I think he's the orange Pac-Man villain. Let's see. There's 2 dogs on me.
One with a huge red rocket.
Yes. That sucker is bigger, is longer than its tail.
Yeah.
So, and to be honest, the receiving dog doesn't look very thrilled. It's just kind of got a look on its face. So, man.
She knows she's about to get punished. She's not looking forward to it.
She's just kind of like maybe anxious or something. There you go. All right, here we go. Happy Halloween, guy. There's lots of E's there. Ween. I hope you get some non-chocolat candy. I'm dressing up as a pissed off white guy. So basically, I just have to wake up. If a stranger drives up in a white van and offers candy, then you take it. Free candy. Oh, okay. I was looking at what the scratched out word was. Or hop in. Help me pass it out. There's still a lot of space on this card, so I'm going to draw you some more pictures. Oh, we'll see. There you go. I described the pictures. I like it. So, Jeff, if you see Jeff passing out candy in a van, I'm probably in the back.
We're just passing it out for, you know, goodwill and cheer. Yeah. Not to take sexual advantage of you.
Or to drug children. No.
Nope. Not at all.
No. Children, no. They should be drugged.
in Frankenstein, he dropped the N.
Well, yeah, because that's...
He's an adult now.
Yeah, yeah. He's grown up, a little more grown-up name. He looked very distinguished, like he got a haircut or something.
Yeah, he did.
I'm dressed up as a guy who gets laid a lot. It's my costume.
Man, yeah. I need to get that costume.
Maverick's dressed up as a cat, so we went trick-or-treating last night.
Oh, is that your story?
No, actually my story. Let me get to my story. So I was going to this masquerade charity ball thing, raising money for Special Olympics, Oklahoma Special Olympics. And so I got dressed up in suit. I had my masquerade mask, and it was at the Tulsa Event Center, which is at 27th and Memorial. So I'm at 30. I'm on 31st Memorial. On 31st, turning about to turn left onto Memorial, and I get the green arrow, and I start going out in my truck. And this little 18-year-old kid runs the red light and slams into my truck. So that was fun, and I'm three blocks from my destination, so that pretty much ruined my night and my weekend and most of this week also, because I've been dealing with the insurance company, stuff like that. So I'm currently driving a 2014 Toyota Camry, which is actually pretty nice. I could almost get into the four-door car business.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's why you didn't see my truck at the studio, because it is being evaluated whether it is a total loss or not.
After you just put all that money into it.
Yeah, I just dropped $2,200 to get the transmission redone. So
what a douche.
Yeah, I was not happy.
Surprised you didn't punch him in the face.
You know, that's the funny thing, is I get out of my truck and I'm mad. I'm just absolutely mad. Because that's my first thought, was I just got this thing fixed and here it is, you've ruined it. So the person's not getting out yet. So I'm like, is he dead? Maybe he's drunk? Because he had plenty of time to stop. I mean, light turns red, there's a delay between the two sides, so it's all red for a short while, just so stuff like this doesn't happen. And then it turns green, and I had enough time to go out to make it to the middle of the intersection. And so I'm thinking, he's drunk, you know. So it's first thing, as soon as he gets out, I said, you know, what's your problem? Are you drunk? He's like, no. So I was like, so you're just an idiot. I was like, you're lucky I just don't whip you in front of all these people. And, I mean, I was yelling. I was pissed off. And so I think maybe I frightened him a little bit. And it turns out his dad, because he called his dad, his mom and dad show up. His dad works at the Harley dealership that I teach from.
Really?
And so he knew who I was immediately. I was like, oh, man. So your kid just blew a red line, hit me. He's like, oh, no.
He was like, oh, no.
Oh, no, Jeffrey. Oh, no.
No wonder you were pissed off.
Yeah, so. And then they didn't call. Like, I called the next day, Sunday. Called my insurance company, which happens to be his also, so we could get the ball rolling, you know. They didn't call. They didn't hear from him until yesterday. So, 4 days. Took 4 days for them to get. And so, I'm sitting here not knowing anything. They think there's no proof of. He didn't get ticketed. The kid didn't get a ticket, which really makes me mad. First of all, he ran a red light, and he hit someone, and they didn't give him a citation. But they'll pull you over for going 5 mph over, you know, because that's dangerous, right?
Right.
So there was no police report. So I have no proof that it was this other kid's fault until he calls and says it was my fault. And so they're about to charge me for everything. They're going to charge me for my deductible or the rental for the tow and all that. It's like, I'm not paying a cent.
Yeah.
So finally, I went up to the try to get a car rental yesterday. It took me 3 hours. So, and at one point, I was at the Harley dealership waiting in line to talk to the guy to be like, you're going to call right now and get this straightened out. And as I'm waiting for the guy, the insurance company calls me and is like, hey, good news, we heard from the driver's mom, so they've claimed responsibility, blah, blah, blah. So it's like that saved that awkward confrontation from happening.
Yeah.
And I got hooked up with a cool car, unlimited mileage, so road trip.
Yeah. Let's go to Ireland.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I always forget to turn my
sound off
on my iPad.
Oh, not a big deal.
So you'll probably hear some dinging in the background. So that was right after I finally got a new phone. So I got the iPhone 6. And all the notes that I had, I the ones that I had for the last episode, I lost it because I hadn't backed up my phone before it died. So
that's all right. Well, I mean, like we talked about.
I started from scratch.
A lot of people have given good feedback in the 30 to 45 minute range, so...
I don't know, my story just took up 10 minutes, but oh well.
That's all right. Okay, I want you to think about this. I'm going to give you some options, and then I'm going to do the grind my gears. You can do a few of yours, and then your lube your gears, and then I'll do... I think I'll do two of the four open letters, but I'm going to give you the options of which ones you want to hear.
Okay, okay.
It could be about the person who does duck face in pictures.
Oh, that's a good one.
It could be... women that wear weaves.
Oh, man.
It could be kids that are in beauty pageants.
These are all good.
Or drunk people at IHOP. So you ponder that.
And pick two?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will start the grind my gears.
Awesome. I will begin thinking.
Okay, when people call it duct tape.
Yeah.
Instead of duct tape.
Ducked.
Ants.
Like ants, your dad's sister, or
no, like the insect.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Jameis Winston,
mm-hmm.
People that squint a lot.
Wait, that's racist. They can't help it.
So all Asians? That's not true. I like two.
I like a few of them. There's some good-looking Asian chicks.
Yeah, and they're flexible.
They are. Yeah.
So you can watch them do gymnastics. That's why I say that.
And dive. They're very good at diving too.
Stupid hats.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy hats.
Yeah.
Bad internet connection.
Absolutely.
Rainbows.
Yeah.
Hairy chicks.
Oh, gross, yeah.
Chickens. Road construction.
Everywhere.
Political correctness.
Yep.
Oh.
Jeff's phone just buzzed everyone. He got a sext message.
I hope not. I'd make fun of him. The guy's voice in the AT&T commercials, the gay Indian with a dot guy. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, actually.
Do you ever put pepper spray on your burrito? That guy.
So weird.
The number six.
Mm-hmm.
Powwows. Young whippersnappers.
Oh, my goodness.
Dentures. Aflac. Knots. Marathons.
Oh, yes. Well, unless it's like a Harry Potter marathon.
Yeah.
He's getting all sorts of sexts. I wonder if it's Cordell sending you.
No, but I do have a gay text.
Oh, yeah.
Hippie religions.
Mm.
Neighborhood watches.
Oh, man, yeah.
Camel toes.
Almost couldn't get that out.
Being with someone but feeling alone.
Yeah.
When your mind never shuts off.
Oh, every night.
Cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
The word queef.
What it means.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
Where was I at?
The word queef.
People that lie about loving you.
Mm-hmm.
The color gold. Failure.
Yeah.
Dumb jokes.
I've got some good dad jokes that are really dumb.
Chicks who say they haven't found the right person, but say they would know if they did. You wouldn't know it if they mushroom stamped you on the forehead with a note saying, I'm the perfect man for you.
Oh my goodness.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Say you have a list of 10 things. He's got 9, but since he doesn't have that 1, it won't work. It's fucking stupid. Nobody is perfect. You have to find what you want most, and if the good outweighs the bad, then go for it. I'm not saying I'm that guy. I'm the type of guy you fuck when you're horny or want to piss off a family member, friends, or exes.
That's fantastic.
When someone gets in the right lane to turn right and wait for the light to turn green.
Yep.
Tool tanks. Now, let me explain this. Tool tanks are the tight tank tops dudes wear that are like a bunch of different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
Not wife beaters.
Like a bro tank.
Yeah.
I call them bro tanks.
Yeah, I call them tool tanks.
Like, bro, hey, let's all get together and coordinate our tanks.
Yeah. So that's my grind, my gears.
I agree. Okay. Oh, all right. Here's some grinds. I just have a few. Number one.
Hi, I'm Jeff. Whoa. One half of the.
Sorry.
He's playing a video.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
Whoa.
One half.
If you haven't seen that video, go to our Facebook page. At Red Light Runners, grinds my gears. Definitely.
Yeah.
Obviously. Allergies. Drug lawsuit commercials.
Yep.
Or any kind of lawsuit commercial where it's like, are you suffering from this? Well, call the office of such and such and such and such and we'll get your money. But especially drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you bust out an awesome air guitar solo and no one's there to see it.
Yep, that's frustrating.
I did a great one the other day. What was it? I think it was to Even Flow at work. And the other guys were downstairs, so they missed out. Popped collars.
What collars?
Popped collars.
Oh, jeez. Do people still do that?
I hope not. But I don't even remember what sparked that. But yeah, that's all the grinds I have for tonight. All
right.
I kept it short. My list of lubes is pretty short, too.
That's cool. We know boobies.
It's number one, obviously. I don't even know why I put it on the list. I still type it in every time.
Well, you know, just a reminder.
The Auto Trader commercials with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Like, I saw the first time, and I'm like, that's really them. And then I went on Netflix to see if it was on there, and it's not. So I'm going to have to find them on DVD or Blu-ray somewhere. Cheese. I like cheese and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese, just cover me in cheese. I mean, not really. That's kind of disgusting. But it makes everything better. Sleeping in, lose my gears. I slept in Sunday morning because I was just like, I'm exhausted. And I was stressed out. So I was like, I'm not getting up. And it felt good. It felt good to the brother.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes, like mashed potatoes with or without gravy. And then if you put cheese on mashed potatoes, that really doubly lubes my gears. 80s ballads.
Yeah.
Because, man, they just sing it with passion. I was watching Family Guy, and it's Chris Griffin sings this song. It's called Friends and Lovers. And so I'm like, I remember that song. So I looked it up on Spotify, and it's Carl, what's his name? Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson. I don't know who the chick is, but he was like a Broadway. And I mean, just belts it out. And we're like, all right, so I played it at work and we're listening to it. And it's like, okay, this song is basically about a friends with benefits. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can be your friend. I can be your lover, you know.
Yeah.
We can be both. And so it's like, but you believe it. Like you're cheering for this guy because he just sings it with emotion.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh man, 80s ballads. They're so great. They definitely lose my gears. And if you pull up next to me at a stoplight and you see me singing, it's probably something like that. And then lastly, when I make an obscure reference to something and someone gets it or knows what I'm talking about, then that really loops my gears.
Well, heck yeah.
Especially if she's a hot chick and I just feel the need to make out with her right then. All right. Those are my lubes.
Lubing it up.
I'm satisfactorily, I think that's the word, lubed up.
All right. Did you decide on the open letters?
Yes, I definitely want to do the duck face.
Okay.
And I'm torn between drunk IHOP people and the weave.
Let's do the weave.
Okay, let's do the weave.
The weave is, it's pretty, it's all right. Okay, let's do the weave first.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. This is for chicks that buy and wear weaves.
Oh, yeah.
We've all seen them.
Oh, yeah. You know who you are.
Yeah. This is for, actually, my buddy Renico suggested this. So
nice.
Thanks to him. And sorry, dude, your daughter can't be in here to hear this.
Oh.
He's always like, man, as soon as I start listening, my daughter runs in. And he's like, and I have to turn it off.
That's hilarious.
So it's not daughter friendly. Okay, here we go. Hey, chick that spent a lot of money on a weave. You over there thinking you look good while everyone else thinks you look like a member of Bone Thugs and Harmony mixed with a cocker poodle. A crow wouldn't even nest in that shit. You spent a whole lot of money to look worse. You better have a great personality and be easy. Have money and be easy, or be able to cook and be easy. The only way you're going to get ahead in life is by giving good head. I'm sure it's nice when you want to go to sleep and you can lay down anywhere because you have a built-in pillow. Did you really think wearing some monkey's pubic hair would look good? Oh, dumb wow. Bitches. Also, we're going to call this Fat Bitch Sideshow. And I know your shit is probably real, but your hair looks like a year-old Brillo pad that is missing pieces from it, cleaning old food off pots and pans, you fucking dyke. This is Jeff signing off with the Go Fuck Yourself.
Oh, my goodness. It's funny because it's true. Oh, wow. There you go. I'm sure we have plenty of them girls with weaves or our listeners. I'm sure that's the case.
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. Oh, Maverick agrees also. You agree?
So I guess I can read my other one now, or we can save it to the end.
We'll save it. Let's do some words real quick.
Okay.
This will be somewhat quick, I think. I've got a dozen or so.
I'm good at being quick.
All right, number one, Halloween.
Candy.
Yeah, okay.
Naughty nurses.
That's what I would have said. Naughty nurses and librarians and women police officers.
Feeding me candy while we're naked.
Yeah. Football.
Why would this stump me?
I don't know.
Fall.
All right. There you go. Cold.
January.
Fall. Yeah. Tomorrow morning's supposed to be cold. Cat.
Hate.
Yeah.
Death. Evil.
Cheese.
Mmm. I like cheese.
Hand.
Job.
Had a feeling that was going to be it. Corn.
Mel. Holio. Bread.
Candy corn.
I despise. I'm convinced candy corn is the turd of Satan.
Oh, it's everywhere. Lifetime.
Network? Isn't that a network?
Yeah, it's Lifetime Network. I thought maybe that was what you would think of. Queen.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Light.
Fat bottom girls. That's what I think.
Yes.
Light.
Yes, light.
Saber.
Really? That's a good one. I like that. There's one right up there. Boat.
Sharks.
Strawberries. Last but not least, strawberries.
Sex.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Or whipped cream. But that kind of all goes together.
It's all together.
I used to be a big fan of, my grandma used to make, what are they called? Strawberry shortcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I used to eat those till I was sick.
Those are good. Maybe we can have that. All right. So you had one more open letter?
Mm-hmm.
The duck face. I'm excited. It's supposed to be chilly this weekend. Like, Saturday morning is supposed to be ridiculous.
So yeah.
I think riding season's almost over, except for I have a class to teach at the end of November.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that kind of sucks. Things I look forward to is Nerd World is coming up.
Yeah, next weekend, huh?
Looking forward to that. My brother and his wife are actually coming into town to go to that.
Really?
So we might see them. They'll probably be dressed up also. So that'll be
amazing.
That'll be extra fun.
Yeah, I've got a big couple weeks coming up. Sunday, because I pre-ordered it, I get it a day early. I'm getting the new Call of Duty.
Nice, nice.
And then we've got Nerd Fest the following weekend. Then, I can't remember which comes first, but then I've got Assassin's Creed Chicken. Coming out. The Unity, the new one.
Yes, yeah.
And then GTA 5 for PS4.
I kind of want to play that tonight.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to be busy playing video games and trying to get fat.
Nerd.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Nerd Fest.
It is true.
But the thing is, I am not going to dress up.
I probably won't wear any clothes, and I'll just be like, I'm the one character from, you know, that one game.
I won't dress up, and I'll just be that hung guy.
Yeah. Yep. I'm like a horse guy. That's what you could be, so... And I'm actually going to How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical.
Oh, nice.
That weekend also, so could be interesting, could be fun.
Yeah, I wonder what time the Nerd Fest is open, like what are the hours of it?
It's on the ticket. I've got the ticket on there in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
We can check it out.
I also, big news, I also bought two tickets to see Aaron Lewis at Kane's Ballroom.
Oh, yeah, the country singer, right?
Well, apparently now, but... Yeah. But I think it'll be cool. It's December 4th. I'm pretty excited.
That would be very cool. Yeah.
Now I just need to find a slutty chick to go with me.
Cordell, that's you.
Well, if you were a chick.
Maverick said he'd go. Yeah, see?
Yeah, but he's not easy.
That was him biting the microphone. Because I held it in front of him, so naturally that's what you do is you bite it. So, well, Cordell, he could dress like a chick.
Still wouldn't do it for me.
Well, just don't. Just close your eyes.
I still know. I heard he does have an innie, though.
Close enough.
Oh, I can do that. I can read the gay text.
Yeah, if you want. If you want.
I do. This is Big Kevin's favorite part of the show.
Oh, Deacon Yermuth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Deacon. Yes.
Deacon Yermuth.
Shout out to Deacon Yermuth.
I miss that guy. I haven't talked to him very much.
I miss him too. I haven't talked to him since my boss offended him by never returning his calls or calling him.
What a dick move.
I feel horrible. I feel horrible about that. Sorry, Deacon.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the gay text. I can't remember. Oh, here it is. Cornell, we need to go see a movie again. I'll have a bucket of popcorn with a surprise in it.
It's your wiener.
Yeah.
That's the surprise.
And what's funny is, I think I sent it to our group text, but then since he didn't respond, I sent it to a personal text.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote back, when and what time? And I said, Dolphin Tale 2 at 6:25.
No, I saw that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I think I did. Because I remember you said Dolphin Tale. You spelled it one way and then corrected it the other way.
Yeah.
Or spelled it.
Because I did like an actual tale instead of like a tale told.
Like a story. Was that when I sent the Let's Make Our Buttholes Kiss?
Yeah. Which is so disturbing.
It really is. But But I thought it was fitting for the conversation. I'm being attacked. Yes. So congratulations, Cordell, on your prize.
Yeah, you're going to get a buttery penis.
Hopefully it's fully popped, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, the kernels would hurt.
Oh, right. Well.
Well, all I've got left is that one open letter and my ending line. Then I'm good.
Let's do that open letter to those duck-faced girls.
I don't know. I don't think this one's that good, but I'll do it anyway.
Do you think the pageant one is better?
No.
Okay. Let's do this one then.
All right.
This needs to be said.
Yeah, it really does, because it still happens, and it's like, do you know everyone makes fun of you?
Have you not looked online at any website that makes fun of you? Yeah, so.
Apparently not. All right, so this is for duck-faced person. Mainly chicks and dudes, maybe animals. Yeah. I don't like when they make duck faces either.
Yeah, I taught Maverick early on not to do it.
Hey, person that does duck face in pictures, it looks like you need to shit or someone stuck a dildo up your ass. If you want to attract more people like that, you should let them stick it in your pooper. It's not sexy at all. If I see you in public, I'm going to throw breadcrumbs to you and hope your whole flock doesn't come after me. Also, I'm going to get my hunting buddy, Jonathan, to shoot you because he's a pro at killing ducks. I wrote a short poem for you.
No.
Duck face, you look like a fuck face. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
That's an awesome poem, actually. I think we should get that in the signs, you know, you can sell them in your hunting and fishing section of your sporting goods store that you're employed at.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
By the way, the sideshow, the person I talked about, hair, you know who I was talking about, right?
The what?
The sideshow I talked about, my open letter about the weave.
Oh, yeah.
Our old store director.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that is hilarious. I think you brought that up in the open letter that you wrote to her, however long ago that was.
Yeah. That was back in the real life audio days.
The Brillo pad, yeah. Brillo hair, absolutely. The RLA days.
Yeah, those were good times.
Those were good times. Well, I'm spent. My milk is gone. My body is not being done anymore by my milk. I've got a dog here. He's going nuts. You have anything to say, Maverick?
We're doing good on time. I have one more thing to say before I do the ending line, and it's kind of on a serious note.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
We won't know how to handle that. I don't know how to handle that.
But tomorrow, Halloween, is actually a big day for me. It is actually going to be 3 years of being clean and sober.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yep. I've battled with it my whole life, so it's cool because it's the longest period of time I've gone without doing it.
Do you get a pin or a watch or something? Or a coin?
If I went to Narcotics Anonymous, yes, yeah. But I don't.
I got a penny.
I'll take
it. Just so, you know, you could know.
I'll cherish that penny until I spend it.
That's right.
Yep. Oh. All right. We'll do the ending litter and get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah. Maverick has nothing to say. He's striking. Silent striking.
Oh, okay.
Go for it.
Sorry.
Remember. Wait. I mean, okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Remember, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. If you wonder how to come to that conclusion, then ask yourself these three questions. Do they like dumb shows like Jersey Shore or American Idol that are stupid as fuck? Do they like stupid music like One Direction, Nickelback, Celine Dion, One Direction, Meatloaf?
I want to say Linkin Park.
Linkin Park. ABBA, you know, whomever.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that bitch sucks.
Nicki Minaj.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a piece of shit, worthless person? Chances are they will be too. If so, get it done ASAP. If there are any questions, you can contact Brandon and me at our website.
Or Maverick, apparently.
Or our Facebook page, not our website. Shut up and listen. All right, that's all I got. Later, bitches.
Also, check out the video and like it and comment on it.
Yeah, get people to like the page. I'm tired of reminding you.
That's right. And listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also send us awesome stuff.
Send us nude pictures if you're a hot chick. If you're a hot dude, or even an ugly dude, I'll send them to Cordell. I'll pass them on for you.
Cordell would probably appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Something to touch his wanker to.
Wanker.
All right, later, hoes.
Check you later.